2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
And as we head down the home stretch here, I want to make sure, and this is the usual spot on the show every week during the winter season when we have our snow day segment anyway, so we're going to talk about Alta Resort, the fact that they're about ready to ramp up for the summer season here. Andrea Huskinson is on with us. She's the communications manager for Alta, and some of my favorite days are spent on the Alta Hill along with Andrea. We had a great day on the mountain from this past year, but it got pulled out from underneath us rather quickly, didn't it?
It did. We were on track for a good season, and we look forward to March and April, and then it just kind of died.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I've talked to you since then, but here's the crazy thing. Even the way the season was taken from us, I hate to say ended because it didn't really end, but the way it was taken from us, I got a note from Ski Utah this week that Utah Ski Resorts still saw the fourth best season on record with almost four million skier visits recorded for the 2019-2020 season. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, even considering we lost like 25% of our skier days, we still ended up our fourth best season. So, you know, who knows what, and Mother Nature kind of quit snowing after that. We got a little bit of a snowstorm, but then it just kind of quit. I guess Mother Nature was on track with us as well. Well, they're not skiing, so I may as well just dry it all up.
Yeah, she was worn out too. Before we talk about the summer season cranking up here, talk to me for just a minute, because we've had conversations with Park City and also with the resorts that are involved with the Icon Pass, which you guys are too, about their passes. But if people are just looking for an Alta season pass, I know you guys have got some good news there for people that will give them a little peace of mind.
Yes, so our season passes are on sale right now. And what we're doing this year is we have peace of mind purchasing. So through December 31st, if you don't use your season pass, you can get a full refund. And Alta has never offered refunds on their season, like on their purchases. So this is, you know, different times. And so, but if we don't know what next winter is going to bring, and if you buy a season pass, we want to let you know, like, for whatever reason, if you decide you don't want to ski, we don't open, you can get your full refund on that season pass.
Yeah. There's just too many unknowns at the moment. Everybody's got their fingers crossed. I mean, I've already purchased my season tickets for college football, and I've already purchased my passes for skiing. So I'm on the optimistic side here, but it is so helpful that not only, you know, is there some peace of mind with being able to get your full refund if that's what happens and the season gets yanked from us again or you don't use your pass at all, but also usually these passes have to be purchased before now, and you've extended the date for even that.
Yeah, you know, the last probably I would say about 3-4 years, you used to be able to get your pass, you know, early season pricing through Labor Day, but with all the passes and different options out there, it got all bumped up. So I think last year we were the beginning of June to get the early season pricing. So I think it's good. We just want people to be a little more, you know, like, okay, you know, everyone, no one knows what's going on. And so we just want to assure our skiers, like, hey, we're behind you. we want to give you some peace of mind in purchasing your pass. And so I think it's a good thing that's happening.
Yeah. All right. So that's they can find more information on that at alta.com, correct?
Correct. And if you just go to ski tickets and passes.
All right. Let's talk summer here because what's the date today? Well, as this airs, actually, today, let me look at the calendar because I've lost track of days. It's the 25th. So as this interview airs, and people know we're recording this on a Thursday, as this interview airs, you're getting things up and running this weekend.
Yes, we open the summer road this Saturday, which we're excited about in the fee booth, which means people can drive up to Albion Basin. They can park at the Catherine's Pass parking lot. They can drive up to the Albion, to the Secret Lake parking lot. The campground is not opening until a little bit later in July. But, yeah, the snow's melting really fast up there. Not quite wildflowers yet. We're seeing a little bit, but as the snow's melting, you know, we'll start seeing those wildflowers popping out.
Which I'm a little surprised about because, you know, you mentioned that Mother Nature kind of turned things off there toward the end of the season. I would have thought we'd have more snow melted by now, but we've had some cooler temperatures too.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because we're opening our road 3 weeks earlier than we did last winter.
Oh, wow.
Like last summer, yeah. So, I mean, we had a really big snow year last year. We had a decent snow year this year, but it just is melting a lot faster this year than it was last year.
You do have food on the mountain that's going to be available, right?
We do. So the Snow Pine is opening July 2nd, and their Gulch Pub will be open from 11 to 8. The Alta Lodge is going to open August 1st for Saturday lunch and Sunday brunch. And they both they're open for reservations when they open. So the Snow Pine will be in July and the Alta Lodge in August. And then we also have an Alta Camp Store, which will be near the Secret Lake Trailhead. And it'll just sell like kind of small snacks, water, ice, kind of for the campers, people hiking up for the day. And then new this year, too, is Gold Miner's Pizza. We all love their pizza in the winter. They will be offering pizza on Friday and Saturdays.
Mm. So how about that to get your energy up for a hike?
Exactly. Get it before or after or both.
Yeah. So lots of opportunities there if you want to go up and take a hike, just want to spend a day to get out of the heat of the valley or away from the crowds, there's a great way to do it. All ski resorts, and we have tried to emphasize this through the years on our snow day segment, but all ski resorts are very conscious of the environment and, you know, talk a lot about encouraging people to take shared rides up the canyon or taking bus services up the canyon so that we don't have all the cars up there and the pollution and things. But it's because the business is so closely tied to continued snowfall in Utah. But I think, and you and I have had this conversation before, that Alta kind of takes it to the next level. And so you've got some stewardship programs that I wanted to make sure we mentioned.
We do. A lot of it, there's some, you know, we're trying to figure out everything with, you know, the COVID and groups and things. But we definitely are going to be doing some weed pulls with Cottonwood Canyon Foundation, some tree planting with Tree Utah. We do have the Wildflower Festival that usually happens one weekend in July in all the Cottonwood, you know, ones at Brighton, Solitude, Alta, and Snowbird. They're doing it the whole month of July. It's virtual. It's actually going to be a pretty cool experience. And they have different, you know, levels, and they have free stuff that you can upgrade to certain things. You can talk. They'll have, like, live, you know, people every day will show you a new flower on the mountain. And then, so there's tree planting. We do Alta cleanup. And so we still are definitely have those efforts going on this summer. It just looks a little different.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting used to that with things looking a little different in our lives these days. But just the fact that you're there at Alta and there's an opportunity to escape, catch some fresh air, recharge your battery and your spirit a little bit, I think is going to help everybody. Will the lodge be open at all this summer?
So the Snow Pine Lodge will be open and then the Alta Lodge will be open. So the Snow Pine Lodge will be open in July, the 1st of July, and then Alta Lodge will be open the 1st of August.
Okay. So people can also figure that into their plans a little later in the season. It boggles my mind that we're almost to July already. I keep forgetting because I haven't had any of my summer fun yet. And remind me, I've lost track. Was this year the 82nd year or is next year the 82nd year?
We just completed our 82nd year of skiing at Alta.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. It is for any business, any resort, anywhere in the world. But the fact that it is has been there, a staple in Utah and a favorite place for folks to go, it really is home for a lot of skiers since 1938, if I'm doing the math right. Yeah.
Yep, 1938.
All right. So as we wrap up here, good news. Some of the activities up at Alta up and running today. And Andrea Huskinson is always our go-to. And it's great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're doing well. Staying healthy. And hopefully we'll get together on the mountain soon.
Yeah, come up in July and see all the wildflowers. Just let me know if you come up.
I will do just that. We're going to take another quick break. Russ, before he snuck out of here this morning, was telling me that our buddy Cordell Anderson was stuck in the middle of this pandemic COVID-19 mess. We'll get a corona update from our buddy, who is usually the one to share all of his experiences in the high Uintas with us. That'll wrap up our program when we come back, so stay right there.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Of the program, and Russ, as he mentioned in that first hour, had to run. He's on a PGR mission today, which is important, as always. But he told me that a friend of ours was in the midst of this COVID pandemic situation in an interesting way. That is Cordell Anderson, who we haven't talked to in a while, but he joins me now on the phone. Cordell, hi there.
Hi, Tim. It's good to be on the radio again with you guys.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. It's a little different since we're recording during the week now. Instead of being live on Saturday mornings, it's a little trickier to connect.
Yeah.
But Russ was sharing with me that you're stuck in the middle of this COVID mess, and I was a little worried about you, but we didn't want to talk about it unless you were willing to do it yourself.
Well, you know, it's worth talking about because I think my experience is important. They say that us old folks, you know, above 80 are the ones that are in greatest risk, and so. My experience, I think, is important.
So you were diagnosed positive.
Well, I had not been diagnosed officially, but I had I had my trailer that I live in is parked alongside the home of my son, Jesse, in American Fork. And living with Jesse is my younger son, Nephi. And Nephi came down with it. He was exposed to it by his boss. And he was really sick. I mean, bad for a couple of weeks. And we really worried about it. But he insisted on treating himself, you know. And, so he's finally over it. But I was anxious for the 15-day incubation period to be up to see whether I was going to get it. Of course, as soon as I knew he was sick, I started being extremely careful. But I just figured, hey, both Jesse and me, we're going to get it.
Yeah. So how long has it been? Are you out of that?
Pretty much. You know, actually, it was a couple of days before I had any symptoms at all. I noticed my blood pressure in the morning was really high. This is something I had a little trouble with, and I thought I'd solved it. But all of a sudden, 2 days in a row, my blood pressure in the morning was really high, and I thought, oh, something's going on in my body. And so I immediately started taking what I call my miracle wellness formula that I outline in my book on the High Uinta Mountains, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And And so I did it as a preventive, or so that if I got it, it would not be quite so bad. And a few days later, Jesse came down with it, first of all. And Jesse's really healthy. He eats healthy. He's an ex-Marine. He's tough. He's got a strong body. And he got over it very quickly, but it hit me a little bit harder, but still a lot less than what probably is expected for an 84-year-old guy.
Well, I'm just relieved to hear your voice, because you do sound good, and I would have to guess, I'm not a doctor, although we've all become armchair doctors these days, what would you call it? Amateur epidemiologist, I think. Maybe we've all changed our business card names. Anyway, it's good that you just sound as good as you do, and I would have to think that your experiences in the High Uintas and staying in good condition all these years have probably helped you out.
Well, this makes a vast difference. To be eating healthy and to be strong I think is really crucial. Not be overly obese or anything like that. You know, and it all makes a big difference. And then this wellness formula that I outline in my book. It's in the appendix. I think it's appendix number 5 in an appendix that I call it the anti aging challenge, and I explain all the supplements that I take to keep going, you know.
Yeah.
And
how's the book doing, by the way?
What was that?
How's the book doing?
Not as well as I would like it to. This is a book, in my opinion, everybody should have, because, you know, it really is the encyclopedia of the Uinta Mountains.
I agree with you.
I don't know. I just wish I knew how to promote it properly and get it in the hands of everybody. And I think every library in the whole darn country should have it on their shelves. In fact, I'd like to get it into the hands of somebody, some publisher, some company that could just take it and run with it.
We're out of time, but let's just get the name of the book out there and where they can find it online, because you're right. Anybody that's interested in exploring, or maybe they just have one opportunity to get to the Uintas and they want to be able to make an intelligent choice on which part of the Uintas they see, need to look at your book, because you have mapped it all out, taken great pictures, and given people an idea of how to get there and what they're going to see.
Yeah. People don't have to be necessarily interested in Uintas either. Any outdoor wilderness kind of experience. I have the book full of all the survival stories of those that didn't make it, why, and my survival stories and why I have survived. And
the historical side of it is just amazing. So, quickly, tell people the name of the book and where they can find it online.
Okay, it's The High Uinta Mountains, A Complete Guide to High Adventure in Utah's Alpine Wonderland. And it's only available through my website, which is cordellmanderson.com. And there they'll find all the information they need about it. And the digital book costs $19.95. I sell thumb drives too for $25 that has a couple of extra things thrown in for free. And then, of course, I'm really surprised there's been about 40 people that all of a sudden they started telling me they wanted a hard copy. And so I've sold about 40 that cost $140 each. But they're happy with it. That on the website, that's where they can get all the information and get the book, of course.
So it's Cordell M. Anderson. CordellMAnderson.com.
Right.
All right, buddy. I'm just relieved to hear your voice, and you sound great. I was a little worried about you there, but thanks so much for jumping on with us. We're out of time.
Okay. It's nice talking to you, Tim.
All right, buddy. Take care. That's going to do it for the show this week. Don't go away. The great